All right, dickheads, we're going to take it up to the next level of graph transformations here. We're going to bring in some negatives. Now, this shit, it is going to fuck you up. I'm not going to lie. But I'm going to show you exactly how it's done so that it doesn't fuck you up quite as much. Now, hopefully you've seen my first video on graph transformations. It gives you a nice introduction. If you haven't, go fucking look for it. It's real nice. This one, I'll do a quick recap as I'm going along. So, f of x is the function here. We've got a turning point slash minimum point at 1, negative 2. And I'm asking now to find what this coordinate would be under this transformation. So negative fx, now we'll know from the previous video, the change that's happening from here to here is this negative. The change is happening on the outside of the brackets, meaning that it's a y transformation. Now, y transformations don't affect x coordinates, so the x coordinate will remain as 1. That's definitely going to stay the same because there's no x transformation inside the bracket. Now, remember, whatever the transformation is what happens to the coordinate. So it has become negative, so this negative will be made negative, and a double negative means a positive. So this negative 2 is going to come up to be a positive 2. So that's what's going to happen there. In reality, what's actually happening is this is a reflection. When it's a negative fx, it's a reflection in the x coordinate, because all negative y's become positive and all positive y's become negative. Now, what about this one? Now, if you're really paying attention at the last video, you'll remember this is an x transformation because the change is happening inside the brackets, but also x transformations do the opposite of what you expect. So we would expect to times by minus 1 on the x coordinate. Now remember, the y coordinate is going to stay exactly the same because there's no y transformation happening outside the bracket here. So that's a given. But we're going to times this by minus 1. But remember, x transformations do the opposite. Now, what's the opposite of timesing by minus 1? It is not timesing by positive 1. That is the thing that fucks everyone up. The opposite of timesing by negative 1 is dividing by negative 1, which actually has the same fucking effect. So this positive 1 will become a negative 1 because we divide by minus 1, which is the same as timesing by minus 1. And what's happening here in reality is this is a reflection in the y-axis. All the positive x's are becoming negative and all the negative x's are becoming positive. So that's how we do those.